If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Let's take off.
We're going to do something really unusual this hour, and I'm going to try and do it more and more because, you know, we started in February with Biz TV and Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, a one-hour broadcast weekly on Sundays that airs at 5 p.m. Eastern Time across America and all the way across the continent of North America to Hawaii. It's very exciting. We actually reach 40 million households. How's that? And sometimes we do things for the TV show that I'd love you to hear. Some of it you're going to have to imagine, and where possible, go to my blog, sabrams.com, sabrams.com/blog, and I'll put in some photos on what you missed. So I want you to sit in with me on part of what was, I want to say it was episode 6, but I could be wrong on that. I think it was episode 6 of Travel with Stephanie Abrams, and we're talking about, it's Stephanie's email bag, and we're answering questions I think you'll enjoy listening to the answers to. And we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. James Taylor returns to Tanglewood with his all-star band for two nights. It's Taylor's only New England appearance this summer, July 3rd and 4th at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts at 8 p.m. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or visit bso.org.
There are companies whose names include the word holiday homes, where one of the best vacations we ever took with our family was we rented a home. And it wasn't all that expensive. In fact, it cost us less per day to rent this beautiful, modern, contemporary house with a swimming pool. And in Florida, most people who have swimming pools have screened, rooftopped structures around them to keep frogs and leaves and things out of your pool. And we had the best time. And we actually had a 5-bedroom house, but we only used 3 of the bedrooms. And a big, beautiful living room, dining room, a washer, dryer, important when traveling with baby. Although I have to tell you, all of us laundered all of our clothes and repacked everything into our suitcases, going home with clean clothes just to unpack and put on shelves and in closets. Didn't have to worry about going home and facing laundry. But giving you the indoor space, the outdoor space, the laundry, the bedrooms, and every bedroom had its own TV. So anybody that wanted to split off from the living room area, wanted to be alone, was perfect. The other thing that made it perfect, We were all operating, and we do naturally anyway, on different eating schedules. So there are those among us who get up at 7 or 7:30 and want to have coffee and juice and maybe an English muffin. And there are others who aren't going to crawl out of bed until somewhere between 10 and noon. And this way, nobody was waiting for everybody else to go to breakfast. When you're traveling with a baby, you know everything moves in slow motion. I mean, it'll take you an hour and a half just to get out of the room. And when you say room, there is no room because all you have is a room. So you don't have that sprawl out, spread out. I'll go to sleep if I want. I'll crawl in bed when I want and watch TV in my room. You know, you guys can go out to the pool. And that's what happened. I mean, I was going to bed about 11 and they were all out at the pool. And this wasn't a pool in the middle of a complex. This was the pool that came with this house. And this house was one of about 300 houses built into this community where people owned them, but for most of the year they weren't there and they were rented to other people by a service that did that. And so you can do everything from a kind of apartment feeling to a house that provides you with all the services that you need. If you're going someplace more luxurious and upscale, you will find even all over the Caribbean, all over Europe, all over the Mediterranean, you will find, and I'm sure other continents as well, lovely, luxurious, glamorous, and not terribly expensive. Because if you're 10 people, I'm going to guess you are at least 3 bedrooms, maybe 4. 4 rooms in a nice hotel, it's going to be cheaper to rent a condo or a villa or a house. And you're going to get something that offers you more in terms of comfortable living experience. So I hope that answers your question. If it doesn't, come back to us. Are you okay over there? Am I choking you to death? No, we have another question?
We do.
Good.
Okay, let's see. This is from Ann, Augusta, Georgia, watching on WBPI. Oh, this is right up your alley.
The other questions weren't.
We're taking our first trip to Europe. I love to go shopping.
Aha, that really is up my alley. You're
Where
right.
Are the best places to shop, or should I do it at the duty free at the airport?
All right, let's start backwards with duty free. If you are flying to Ireland, which is part of the EU and therefore considered part of Europe, as is the UK, neither of which are actually part of Europe, you understand. But if you're flying into Ireland, you will have to do your duty-free shopping at the airport, the country that invented duty-free shopping. The first duty-free shopping was implemented at Shannon Airport on the west coast of Ireland. And you have to do whatever shopping you want to do. If you're doing it at the airport, you have to do it before you get on that plane, because you clear customs and immigrations for re-entry into the U.S. in Ireland, whether you're flying out of Dublin or you're flying out of Shannon. So don't think, if you see something in the airplane on the way going to Europe, if you're flying home from Ireland, you better buy it on the way over, because there is no duty-free shopping in the air on the way back. And that's because when you land in the U.S., you're going to go through, they're going to have signs that say, flights coming in from hither and yon, that way. Flights coming in from Ireland, that way. You don't go through customs and immigrations, because you've already done it on the other side of the ocean. And when you land like you just flew in from Chicago. You just go get your luggage and leave the airport, because you're done. So just keep that in mind as part of your duty-free process. I often find fabulous bargains on beautiful items in flying shops in the air, duty-free in the air. The tragedy of what's happened with duty-free is that there was a time when they extracted duty-free means that you're not paying tax on the local taxes. So the things you don't want to be buying in duty-free are items that you can buy that they're made and manufactured in the United States. Often when I go into the area of a duty-free shop, and they have, you know, where they have the perfumes and cosmetics, if there are United States brands being sold in those shops, as I often see them, please note that if you flew home, it would cost you less than buying them on the other side of the ocean, even if they took the duty out that was added on. Then there's shipping to get it from the U.S. to Europe, and now you're going to go and buy American-made products in Europe and bring them home? No, 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 no. You don't want to do that. So let's talk about getting into the shopping. First of all, I wish I knew what countries you're going to. Make yourself a list of the countries you're going to. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. I'm going to take you shopping with great shopping tips next. So stay with me. It's Stephanie Abrams. Don't go away.
All over the world, and in every port, I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I have a pretty señorita waiting for me.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
But you gotta keep your head up. Hi, this is Keith Lockhart, conductor of the Boston Pops. Don't miss opening night at Pops, May 9th, as we kick things off with singer and recording star Andy Grammer.
The Pops season also features tributes to Leonard Bernstein, Disney on Broadway, Rock the Pops, and more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200, or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
Cash, cold, that's what I need.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
What you're listening to this hour is the audio of my TV show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams. I hope you've got a station in your area that carries Biz TV Network. If for some reason you don't, you can go to the archived shows that you'll find at YouTube. And you're going to want to look for the Stephanie Abrams Radio Show Media Travel Expert videos. And at the moment, there are 9 of them there. We just started in February, and we're going gangbusters, and I think you'll really enjoy them. But this conversation today, we did in studio, where we took emails from listeners and viewers to the TV show across the country, and we were answering them. So I'm going to take you shopping now. Before one of my trips to Europe, and it's funny, we were just talking about this the other night. My son was a little boy on a trip. A really little boy, I think he was about 2 years old, on one of our trips to Europe, and I had seen some beautiful dishes in a big department store, glamorous department store in New York City. And there was a glamorous price tag attached to it. And I turned the dishes over, and I saw the name and of the company, and the company was Denby China, and it's made in the UK. Actually, in a town called Denby. It's not far from Worcester. Now, in England, they would say Worcester. And in Massachusetts, the town named for it, they'd say Worcester. But in any event, we drove to Denby, which is only a few miles outside of Worcester in the UK. And I bought them there at the factory store. And I paid about a third of what I would have paid if I bought them in the fancy department store in the U.S. And any tax, English, British tax, I would have paid on top of it, got deducted before you stop at where it says the cashier, you fill out the papers, you bring the forms, whatever you have to do, and you will either get the money mailed back to you or deposit it into your bank account if you want to give them that information. Sometimes when there's actually a person there, they will count out the money either in U.S. dollars or they will count out the money in whatever currency of the country you're in or if you ask them for a particular currency. If they have the currency, they'll give it to you in that currency. So I say, not only did I save a bundle of money, but I actually gifted those dishes, which are in A1 perfect condition, just like when I bought them, because they're gorgeous ironstone dishes. And they're in the same condition as when I bought them 142 years ago. So they're now in my son's kitchen and because he likes them very much. And it's very nice to know that he's managed to inherit this beautiful memory. What, a couple of rose petals in my rose petal box. So it's a good idea to know, does this country specialize in perfume? Does it specialize in woolens? Does it specialize in China? Does it specialize in crystal? So you want to buy whatever they specialize in the country, in that country, and not go somewhere else where, you know, you're paying for things like shipping and taxes and what have you. Buying a car, we had the opportunity. Now, there's the ultimate in shopping. If you're buying a car, this is not a bad idea to think about, by the way. You can organize to buy the car, pick it up in Europe. Of course, they know that it's ultimately going to be shipped to the U.S., so they will put a different package onto the car to make sure that the emissions coming out through the engine or the muffler or whatever, don't get me too technical, I'll get lost. But they will make sure that the car will pass inspection in the United States with all of the things that we require related to what kind of toxins that car is producing into the environment. But you can arrange to pick up your car and in Europe and check with the company you're buying it from and whoever you're shipping it with. These people have all the information, and with the information online today, you'll probably have the answer if you're interested before I'm finished speaking. But it's generally somewhere between 17 days and 3 weeks. So 17 and 21 days. Somewhere in there, if you pick up the car, you drive it around, it's now considered a used car. So you don't need to rent a car for the time you're there. You're driving around your own car. And when you ship it out, it's shipped out as a used car, not a brand new car, just manufactured and shipped with no one ever having driven it. So you wind up with different kinds of rates and rules, and it's to your advantage. So if you're going for 17 days or more and you could use a new car, what a fun thing to do. We actually visited the BMW factory. It's a museum. It's called BMW Welt, BMW World in Munich. And they have cars going back to things that look like roller skates with wheels. It's the most fun thing to do, to go to the BMW Museum in Munich. But when you're in the big hall, there's a thing that, you know, those ramps that go like spirally kind of things, and somebody puts a ball and then ball goes and rolls around and comes down. They have a ramp that looks like that, not quite as twisty, but there are some twists and turns in it. And when you look at the top of the ramp, there is a garage door looking door. And the door opens, and a car comes out, and the car drives down the ramp, and the doors at the bottom open, and the car drives out. That was somebody who just picked up their car. It is the most fun, and you have to see the expressions on their face, because it's like they have been to heaven, and they have sat on the clouds, and you see them as the doors open with this goofy grin like the Cheshire Cat in Alice in Wonderland, and they come driving down the ramp and the doors open and they're gone. And if you hang out in that big open, it's still a museum area, so there are things to see, but it feels like a giant lobby filled with antiquity of the BMW company. You stand there long enough, you'll see many cars leaving there on their way to happiness of new car owners who just picked up their car and they're going to go drive around Germany for a bit. Some of them may be locals, but I think a lot of the folks that pick up their cars there are people who have bought the car from across the ocean, and they are now headed home, and they're going to take a little drive around Europe first. And I think that's the ultimate souvenir, coming back with your car. During the break, go to S. Abrams, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com. Click on photo galleries. Look for the photo gallery where you will see me and Malachi McCord and a bust of his brother, Frank McCord, the author, Pulitzer Prize winning author of Angela's Ashes. Have a look at the haircut. In the next segment, I'm going to be talking about how to get a good haircut while you're traveling. That was an example of oops. And We're going to deal with that. So stay with me. Stephanie Abrams here. Don't go away. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Tourism Ireland.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Ireland's ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
So we've had some people that have actually sent me some emails, and we've picked those out to see if maybe they're the kind of question you'd like to know the answer to as well. So, Mark, our producer, talk to me. What have you got?
Well, yes, Stephanie. We have one from Jennifer, who is watching on WCSN in Columbus, Ohio. And here's her question. Often, when I travel, I'm away for 3 weeks to 2 months. I always get a haircut before I leave, but during the trip, I need a haircut. Can you give me some advice on how not to get the haircut from hell?
You want to see the haircut from hell? Right. Look at your screen now. And do you know, I told the hairstylist, don't cut my bangs. That's the haircut where she, I think she had the imaginary cereal bowl on my head and cut around it. And that was such an important photo. The photo of me with Malachi McCourt, one of the brothers of Frank McCourt, who wrote Angela's Ashes. And it was also made into a film, Pulitzer Prize winning memoir. And that picture was taken the day that the bust of Frank McCourt was unveiled at what used to be the Leamy National School in Limerick, where the family, the boys, went to school before the father moved the family. Well, actually, it was after the father moved the family back from Brooklyn. And they grew up in Limerick in abject poverty. And today, the Leamy National School is the Frank McCourt Museum. So you could actually go and visit it. When you do, if you go to County Limerick and you're in the downtown Limerick area, it's right off of Perry Street. And at the corner, there's a park. If you left the Leamy School, made a right turn to the corner, there's a park right there. And at that corner, there is a B&B called One Perry Street. And Perry with one R, by the way, P-E-R-Y. That's owned by a woman who has dedicated her adult life to hospitality venues. Lovely, very special woman. And she took a derelict building and turned it into a very snazzy, trendy, chic boutique hotel. And it's just maybe 75 feet, 100 feet down the street from the Leamy National School, which is now, of course, the Frank McCourt Museum. So I had a haircut in Limerick because I ran into the same problem, Jennifer, that you ran into. And that is, you get a haircut, your hair looks great. Maybe you had a haircut 3 weeks ago. You're not ready for another haircut yet. And you go off traveling, and now you're away 2, 3, 4 weeks, and you're starting to look like a shaggy dog. And you know, there's one word you hate to hear in a hairdressing salon. That word is oops. So, listen, you know, I'm not the one that's going to get crazy in the beauty shop, because the bottom line is it will grow. And my hair grows fast enough, probably like yours, if every 3 or 4 weeks you're getting a haircut. So, you know, hat time. But it's really an important question. How do you assure a good haircut? Now, the place where I got the snippity-doo-dah bangs, I had been there many times before. I've been there many times since, as recently as just about 8 weeks ago I was there. And I told the owner of the shop, Michael O'Connell, at Bellissimo in the Galway Shopping Plaza, if any of you know the place, I told him about it, and I showed him a photo of it that I have in one of my blogs at sabrams.com/blog. And he said, "Why did you ever come back?" And I said, "Because I'd gotten many good haircuts here, and because I look around the shop and I see that the people who work here know what they're doing. So somebody messed up one day. We'll get over it." But, I mean, it's just, it's such an important photo. They had just unveiled that bust. And there I am with Malachy McCourt, who's just written his 9th book, Death Not Be, well, how does it go? Death Need Not Be Fatal. He also had the best-selling books, A Monk Swimming, also hilarious. And so, I think of haircuts, and I think of that moment standing there knowing that I looked like, I don't know, that ball, that basketball Wilson in that Tom Hanks movie with a wig. So to answer your question, what do I normally do to assure that when I'm traveling and I'm away and I realize I cannot go another minute without a haircut? Number one, I don't go into just stray dog shops normally. Now, and when I say stray dog shops, I mean a shop that is freestanding in a neighborhood by itself. They may have great people in there. So this is not a put down of people who have individual, independent beauty salons. There are many, and there are many wonderful ones. There's one in Boston that I haunt. There's one in Paris named Pascal with an E. A woman owns it that a concierge sent me to. Fabulous. But number one, if you're in a really good hotel, they may have a salon. A salon in a really good hotel, 5-star hotel, maybe 4-star will do too. A salon in a really upscale department store. They cannot afford the hotel nor the department store to have some wild, raging woman come shrieking out of their beauty salon and creating a scene and creating bad will for the department store or for the hotel. So you are almost guaranteed to have really fine quality professionals working in a shop that's in a really fine hotel or an exceptionally fine department store. In London, Harvey Nicks, also known as Harvey Nichols, Harrods, those are great places to go. I mentioned Monaco earlier. In Monte Carlo, I generally would get my hair done at, they've changed the brand so many times, but it's the Grand. It's been the Lowe's Grand, it's been the Fairmont Grand, I don't know what it is now. But it's the Monte Carlo Grand, it's a very modern-looking hotel, it's right down on the waterfront. Their beauty shop, I've always gotten great haircuts in. But anytime you go to a place where, if you aren't happy, what are you going to do about it? That's a little tougher for the traveler, because you'd really have to know. Another thing you can do is spot somebody with a haircut that you really like, that demonstrates some real skill, and ask them, you know, a local, not somebody that's traveling next to you, but, you know, if you're in a restaurant, the waitress or the hostess or, you know, somebody that works at the front desk and they've got a great haircut, ask them where they get their haircut, because that's really, you know, the best reference you're going to have of all. And it's a problem, but you can fix this one easy. And I'm so glad you asked it. Such an important question. Well, that was fun. And we're going to go into the next segment. First of all, I want you to go to my blog at sabrams.com, sabrams.com. And you're going to find that photo where it looks like somebody put a bowl on my head and cut around. I actually got that haircut in Ireland at a place I like very much. And as I explained in the past segment, and I told the woman, do not cut my bangs. As in, do not cut my bangs. And they were down, like, just above my eyebrow line. I know this fascinates all you fellas in the audience. But the women know just what I'm talking about. And honestly, go to my blog and see the picture. This has got, and it's such a historical moment. When that photo was taken of me and Malachi McCourt with a bust of his brother, Frank McCourt, the Pulitzer Prize winning author, whose book Angela's Ashes was made into a film. When that was made and that bronze statue was unveiled, this picture was taken like 45 seconds later. It's such an important photo in front of what used to be the Leamy National School, where the McCourt boys went to school. And which is today the Frank McCourt Museum in Limerick. But I couldn't deep six the photo just because I look ridiculous. Don't leave me. We're coming right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I promised you a big wind-up for the end of today's show, and I hope you'll come back next week and every week. I also want you to know that when Travel with Stephanie Abrams, going into its 17th year, the first Sunday in July this year, 2018, when we go on the air at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and count backwards across the nation every Sunday, we are going on just as my TV show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, is going off the air. So go and see if there's a station, check your local listings, carrying the TV show in your area. You can go to my blog, sabrams.com/blog, and scroll down until you get to the blog. It's not too far down the page, and you can't miss it. It's a blog that just has a list of cities and states and the call letters of the TV show. Can you hear that noise? I hear that noise. You know what that noise is? That scratchy, scratchy sound? That's Maggie McGee. My senior executive producer, and she is also the head of Maggie McGee Productions that produces Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams. Come here, Maggie. Such a good girl. Maggie's a Springer Spaniel. She's, well, in America, she'd be called an English Springer Spaniel, but when you're in the Republic of Ireland, you would just call her a Springer Spaniel. The best breed, people. I know you love your dog, but Springer Spaniels are amazing. Anyway, so I have no clue what I was telling you about. Got completely distracted when Maggie is here with us in the studio today, and she was busy digging a hole in the carpet. Never a good idea. But she's such a good girl, and she has so much to say, especially when somebody walks by our studio. It's very cool. But in any event, I want to be able to share with you a couple of things. I mentioned it earlier in the hour, earlier in today's show. We need you to go to YouTube. You can get to my YouTube channel where we are archiving each of my Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams TV shows after they have broadcast. So you can use them for reference. They are archive commercial free, and so without commercials it's 47 minutes, take give or take a few seconds there, and you kind of zip through and enjoy it and motivate yourself to pack a bag and get up and go. But I want to be able to change the URL address. So if you've just joined in late, I want to be able to change the URL address for that YouTube travel channel because it's gobbledygook. I mean, you couldn't write down all the bits and bobs that make up this URL address. And in order to change the URL, we need more people to sign up to subscribe. We've got scads of people going to view the episodes that are there. They've racked up four figures worth of viewing time at the Travel with Stephanie Abrams, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams YouTube channel. But only a few people have clicked that they want to subscribe. And there's no fee to subscribe. And nobody's going to twist your arm to go back there and look again if you don't want to. But I really could use your help getting a whole bunch of subscribers till we hit the core nucleus we need in order to be able to customize the URL address so we can make it youtube.com/StephanieTravelTV. And wouldn't that be good? And then you wouldn't have to go to my blog to find the link and whatever. And your help would be appreciated. I mention frequently how my travels introduced me to some of the most remarkable people. And among the youngest of those people is a wee little marvelous Colleen named Amy Banks, who lives in County Galway. She just won another prize last week or last month or in the last couple of weeks. I can't say it because everybody who speaks Irish is going to laugh at me when I do say it. Well, I'll say it. They can laugh if they want. It's called the Fesh Kale, or close to that anyway. It's the classical music festival in Dublin, and Amy won the trophy for best overall whatever. No surprise there. She was just 16 in February, and when I met her, she was 13, going on 47. And she is the sweetest, darlingest young lady you ever want to meet. And when she gets up to sing, she turns into Maria Callas. She's just remarkable. And I want to take you out of today's show. Come back next week. So I'm going to say, gotta fly now, and enjoy going out on the voice of Amy Banks.
See you on the weekend. opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,